Welcome to Tech Mobility Topics.
You and I have plenty to talk about during this visit, so let's get started. To join the conversation, text or call the Tech Mobility Hotline, that number, 872-222-9793, or if you prefer, you can email me directly at talk@techmobility.show, and that's talk@techmobility.show. And one more thing, as usual, we are all over social media. So if you like getting this show on social media, either through our podcast or picking up certain things that I produce and put out all over the place, then feel free. Facebook, Instagram, X, Twitter, TikTok, and even some others. We're on, 15, 16 different podcast platforms. So yeah, wherever you podcast, chances are you will either find the Tech Mobility Podcast or Tech Mobility Topics, either one, and just check it out. Be sure to like and subscribe to where you find us. That would really, really help us out. Thank you so very much. From the Tech Mobility News Desk. There's a lot being made in the press right now about how EV sales are falling and, oh, everybody made a mistake and EVs aren't a thing. They're just a fad. Only the rich people are going to own them and yada, yada, yada. Let me just back up a minute. Number one, Tesla plans to produce something they call the Model 2. Not fairness. They told us that when the Model 3 came to market, it would be more affordable. And while it is cheaper than a Model S, it's not exactly coming in where they said it would. I believe the average price for a Model 3 is between 40 and 50 grand. It was supposed to start as little as about 35 grand. Most out the door don't come in at that. Elon Musk has promised us a Model 2. The thing about the Model 2 is in order to bring it to market, Tesla is reimagining the whole automobile manufacturing process. Basically, automobile manufacturing, with little tweaks, hasn't changed much in a little over 110 years since it was first perfected by Henry Ford for the Model T back in 1913. Tesla believes that being able to cast a bunch of parts as one part and looking at how a vehicle comes together, they can lop as much as 25 to 40% of the cost of the vehicle out of their cost structure, meaning they can bring the price down that much. If they're able to do that, it makes it possible then to produce a pure EV for sale that people want to buy in and around $25,000. To the industry, they consider that what they call the low end or the budget end of the market. It's where a lot of first-time buyers looking to buy maybe their first new vehicle are looking. And certainly, on the internal combustion side, Chevy has that on lock with the Chevy Trax and the Chevy Trailblazer, both of which are less than $30,000, and the Trax is even less than $25,000 sticker price, base sticker price for all trim levels, and the Chevy Trax starts less than $25,000. Now, granted, one of them were within $5 of $25,000, but technically below $25,000. And I believe their entry-level track starts a little over, I think, $21,495 plus shipping, I believe. So that they've got that on lock. But right now, if you want to own an EV, you're going to add $10,000 to $15,000 at minimum right now. Even when the Chevy Equinox EV comes to market, it's still going to be $10,000 to $15,000 more affordable than what you can buy today pretty much from anybody, but still going to be a $35,000 to $40,000 vehicle when they finally get it here. The fact that Elon Musk has the ability and is perfecting right now a methodology to bring the Model 2 to market in that price range would be a game changer. Now, fun fact, we laughed, including me, we laughed at Elon Musk when he said he was going to bring out the Model 3 and we're going to ramp this up. Because remember, he was forecasting volumes for the Model 3 by itself that was more than everything Tesla had built in the last 15 years combined. And we didn't think he could pull it off, but he did. And the Model 3 and the Model Y crossover, which is based on the Model 3, are the best-selling vehicles in the world right now, with the Model Y outstripping everything. So much for that. I say all this because you would think, oh my goodness, Tesla's far and away. Even Toyota's taking notes from Tesla right now. They've got it on lock. Let me help you with something. Do you remember a few months back, and I was talking about EV batteries at the time, when the traditional automakers, Stellantis, Ford, General Motors, get into the EV space seriously, that you were going to see, at least from the battery side, lower cost, better, more durable, less use of rare earth materials. And that is happening. Here's something you might not know. And this was out of the Wall Street Journal. And the title, this was back in February, and I quote, Ford says that it will launch a Tesla Model 2 rival, calling for a strong year. Yeah, the Ford Motor Company, just a few months ago, everybody was going, oh my God, Lightning sales are off, Ford overestimated, there's no way it's going to be anything. That is after that. The industry is not dead, people. The EV part of the automotive industry is acting like the rest of the automotive industry has for over 100 years. There are ebbs and flows for a variety of reasons. Some of it's product, some it's availability, and some of it's just the economy itself. As automakers, and particularly the tsunami that automakers are bringing to market now of lower and lower priced EVs, these are pure EVs and are hybrids, is going to change the market. The same company that builds an $80,000 to $90,000 Ford Lightning Pure EV is saying, we are going to match Tesla and raise them a little bit. So the question is, how is Ford going to do it? As I told you, listeners to this program know, and I've said it over and over and over, that traditional American automakers are relentless when it comes to cost control. It is, if they don't do anything right, they do that. These are companies that fight over a tenth of a cent per unit in production. That's real. For the Ford Motor Company to say that we are going to come up with a Model 2 competitor means that Ford may have some tricks up their sleeve on what they've learned from building EVs these last 3 years that they haven't yet shared with the public. And certainly they've got the muscle because when it comes to building vehicles, the Ford Motor Company has been doing it for over 100 years. They know a little something about doing that. Let me quote what my good friend Jim Farley, the head of Ford Motor Company, said, and I quote, all of our EV teams are ruthlessly focused on cost, because the ultimate competition is going to be the affordable Tesla and the Chinese original equipment manufacturers. That's from Jim Farley, the head of Ford Motor Company. Same people that built the Lightning. Same people that are in the process of building the ginormous Blue Oval City in West Central Tennessee right now. The same company that's building battery plants around the United States right now. For those of you who think that the EV market is gone, it's not. For those of you seeing the rise of hybrids, I think it's a bridge right now until more affordable products with better range and a better infrastructure charging network comes online, and that's happening in real time over the next 3 to 4 years. It's going to be radically different the end of this decade than it is right now. Mark my words. And you will wonder, 10 years from now, how we were so blind to think that EVs did not have the kind of traction that they had. This stuff takes time, people. If Ford can do it, and if they say they can do it, they can do it, then you'll see a lot of other manufacturers following suit. because they're going where the money is. You are listening to the Tech Mobility Show.
Are you tired of juggling multiple apps and platforms for meetings, webinars, and staying connected? Look no further than AONMeetings.com, the all-in-one browser-based platform that does it all. With AON Meetings, you can effortlessly communicate with clients, host virtual meetings and webinars, and stay in touch with family and friends, all in one place and for one price. Here's the best part. You can enjoy a 30-day free trial. It's time to simplify your life and boost your productivity. AONMeetings.com, where innovation meets connection. Get started today and revolutionize the way you communicate.
Social media is the main place to be these days, and we are no exception. I'm Ken Chester, the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Facebook videos. From my latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary of a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Facebook. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar. Be sure to subscribe to our Facebook page. Social media is the place to be these days, and we're no exception. I'm Ken Chester of the Tech Mobility Show. If you enjoy my program, then you will also enjoy my weekly Instagram videos. From the latest vehicle reviews to timely commentary on a variety of mobility and technology-related topics, these short features are designed to inform and delight you. Be sure to watch, like, and follow us on Instagram. You can find us by typing the Tech Mobility Show in the search bar. For those of you that listen to podcasts, we have just the one for you. Hi, I'm Ken Chester. Tech Mobility Topics is a podcast where I upload topic-specific videos each week. Shorter than a full show, these bite-sized programs are just the thing, particularly if you're interested in a particular topic covered on the weekly radio show. From Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many podcast platforms in between, we got you covered. Just enter Tech Mobility Topics in the search bar wherever you listen to podcasts.